Earl Stanley Gardner, 1889 to 1970, was born in Malden, Massachusetts, and studied law on his own. He never got a degree, but passed the bar exam in 1911, practicing law for about a decade. He made little money, so he started to write fiction, selling his first mystery to a pulp magazine in 1923. The rest, as many have said, is history. For the next decade, he published approximately 1.2 million words a year, the equivalent of a full-length novel every 3 weeks. It wasn't until 1933, however, that he wrote his first novel, The Case of the Velvet Claws, which introduced his incorruptible lawyer, Perry Mason, who went on to become the best-selling mystery character in American literature, with 300 million copies sold of 82 novels, though Mickey Spillane's Mark Hammer outsold him on a per-book basis. While just about all mystery readers have read at least one Perry Mason novel, just as they've seen at least one episode of Perry Mason, the television series that starred Raymond Burr for 9 hugely successful years, only the most dedicated fans have seen the 6 motion pictures in which Mason is far more sophisticated and smooth than in the early novels, which are fairly hard-boiled